Gatterstan. Let's talk a little bit about the new members coordinator. This is a position that is often in many units ignored, and this is at the unit's peril. This is a critical position that works with the parents. There are three major elements when you develop a plan for the new member coordinator. Now, keep in mind that this position is a major part of recruitment. They work with the team. They are a part of the team, and many times they are actually the lead of the team. Now, the first element, they need to be able to share the benefits of scouting. They should develop their own scouting story, showing the impact of scouting on their family. Always keep in mind that a new member coordinator works with the adult parents. Now, the new member coordinator will also identify and have access to research materials. This is available through your council, through the district. And from this, they should be able to confirm with the parents the values of scouting and how the youth and family and the community all come together. The new member coordinator also works with social media to kind of broadcast out to the world the benefits of the scouting message. The coordinator also should showcase through engagement with local community events and services. Yeah, we're talking parades. The new member coordinator is really the lead when it comes to recruitment. They should oversee the entire recruitment effort made by the unit. This could be informal presentations and peer-to-peer invitations. A lot of times, the new member coordinator is not a uniformed position. Many units prefer to have a non-uniformed member with a big welcome logo on their t-shirt. It makes them more relatable to the parents. Now, don't get me wrong. The Boy Scouts of America, one of the major goals that it has is a uniformed organization. Even though they're wearing a t-shirt, they are in uniform. The new member coordinator should appeal to youth members as well as family members through well-designed and widely distributed invitations to share through electronic media, printed handouts, and personal contacts. One of the major responsibilities of the new member coordinator is to make sure that the Be a Scout pin is up to date. The new member coordinator needs to make sure that they're up to date as far as the training to make sure that this Be a Scout pin is correct and how to go about editing this online. All of the efforts for recruitment are constantly referring back to the BeAScout.org website. This is where anyone can type in their local zip code and get information about scouting in their community. The new member coordinator collaborates with the local schools and community leaders, particularly in the chartered organization, to foster the promotion of scouting opportunities. Many times, the new member coordinator is also a teacher at a school. They work with the administration to make sure that there are opportunities for the unit to showcase what they can do for the school. The third element is guiding the joining and welcoming process for youth and their families. When families first get involved with scouting, it can be overwhelming. The youth are excited and they want to join in on the adventure. The adult parents may not be familiar with all of the terms and paperwork that might be associated with joining up. The new members coordinator establishes a friendly and enjoyable relationship. We want new members to have a strong sense of belonging. The development of a unit welcome packet, either electronically or printed, are critical to this success. Frequently asked questions and to provide resources for contact information. The new member coordinator also works with the paperwork that's involved in joining. This could be applications, adult applications, transfers, and any of the payments that might be involved with joining scouting. The new member coordinator should build fun and excitement about the unit's program and encourage the youth and their family to take pride in scouting accomplishments. Feedback is incredibly important, and we want to make sure that parents are welcome to give feedback. All this information should be conveyed to the committee so that they can take actions on improving their unit's ability to provide scouting to that family. Now, the new member coordinator should work with the parents. We want parents not just to drop off their children for the meetings. We want them to come in. We want them to be welcomed. A lot of times they'll have a pot of coffee and maybe some cookies. This is some way of making it more of a family event. We want parents to be part of the unit. We want the adults to be available to give us feedback. We also need them to help out on little tiny things behind the scenes. Transportation is just one of many small tasks that need to be handled. It is impossible to do scouting without the adult parents. You must have them. So encourage your parents to come in to the general meeting. The youth will go do their meeting and the adults will go do theirs separately. So there can be a Q&A, or the scoutmaster or the unit leader can come in and talk a little bit about what's going on. These are wonderful opportunities to really grow the unit, to help the scouting family environment, to make it a truly unique scouting experience. We do so much work for our scouts, and we need to keep up that good work. This is very important, and I really appreciate all that you do in scouting. Think about the new member coordinator. This would be a wonderful addition if you don't have one. If you do have one, please thank them for all of their hard work. This is a wonderful position, and it's very underutilized. It needs to be promoted. Keep up the hard work, and I'll see you on the trail.